This is probably one of the most important days within the councillor's year that we have a position to pass the budget, pass spending for our year, for the incoming year, reflect on what happened over the past term and look forward to the future.
Members have had a number of workshops. There have been meeting at municipal district level. It's fair to say that over the years, more and more preparation gets done before budget day. So everyone in that chamber today has a very clear idea of what's in the book. And more importantly, they have a very clear idea of maybe the small alterations they feel might be necessary, the small alterations that might be possible. So people are maybe more informed than they ever were before.
Certainly, we have to second guess maybe the grants that would be coming down from the regarding roads or whatever division we're looking for. But overall, we have a fair idea in that there. The discretionary funding then that the councillors have to jiggle about with then would become the percentages would become less. You have your salaries, you have your pensions, you have your money that has to be spent to run the company. What we have to do is find money then without burdening the taxpayer and try to get the best service that we can, which I think we can do. I think there's a fairly positive budget there this year. Looking forward to seeing what we will thrash it out. There will be variations on it, slight variations, I'm assuming, but that's the prerogative of the council.